First thing Monday morning, I looked out at the birds in the back of my yard. With my very first peek, I had four sparrows in my binoculars, and they were four different species, white-throated, white-crowned, and Harris's sparrows, and junco. And while I was still looking at them, another species flitted through, a yellow-rumped warbler. Right now, at the peak of songbird migration, my backyard is a happening place. But what we call a migration fallout is way more widespread than just on Peabody Street. People have been calling and messaging me for days about all the birds hitting windows and getting hit by cars. On Tuesday, Police Chief Ty Techar of the Gilbert, Minnesota Police Department issued a press release saying the department had received calls about, quote, birds that appear to be under the influence, flying into windows, cars, and acting confused. I got a call from Peter Passy of the Duluth News Tribune asking about it. The Gilbert police were attributing the situation to intoxicated birds eating fermented berries, but they didn't specify which species were involved in these problems. Robins, other thrushes, and waxwings are usually the birds found intoxicated, but that's definitely not the issue with birds people have been calling me about. Yellow-rumped warbler migration always peaks right at the end of September and into early October, and this year they're unusually abundant. I picked one up at a Subway restaurant in Duluth this weekend. It was stunned and at first in no condition to walk or fly in a straight line, but it would have been perfectly capable of passing a breathalyzer test. The Duluth News Tribune got some of what I said right, but kept getting back to the drunken birds angle, starting with a funny color cartoon of a drunken bird with a sign, "Welcome to Gilbert," and ending with the police chief joking that people didn't need to report intoxicated birds to the police, but should call if they saw Heckle and Jekyll walking around being boisterous or playing practical jokes, and a string of other funny situations. I had a sinking feeling that drunken birds was going to be the takeaway message, even though I've yet to hear any actual evidence that fermented berries are even involved in this situation. Sure enough, I got a call from a Twin Cities TV news station, and all he wanted to hear about was birds getting drunk. He wanted someone on the air to talk about it, and when I gave him a name, he asked her about where he could get some footage of waxwings getting drunk. Then Minnesota Public Radio picked up the News Tribune story. They showed a dead hummingbird with a quote from me about birds eating fermented berries, implying that I was saying that's what happened to the hummingbird. It isn't. I guess with all the talk on the news about high school and college drinking parties, it's to be expected that birds acting a little out of the ordinary would be accused of being drunk. But even though the birds in Gilbert may indeed be intoxicated by fermented berries, I'm doubtful, unless someone can at least confirm their species. And even then, when berry trees are close to windows or roads, birds feeding in them can be startled by a hawk and crash without even being intoxicated. But the first step in knowing for certain what's going on isn't even to test their blood alcohol levels, just check their ID. Meanwhile, birds hit windows in unacceptable numbers every year during migration in Minnesota. But I'm afraid that important message is being lost in the fun people are having suddenly talking about drunken birds. It's a diversion from national news, and people seem to have already forgotten one important news story. I expect there have been hundreds of birds killed at the Viking Stadium this week. Even those of us who haven't blacked out from too much beer since the stadium was in the news have forgotten what a hazard it is and will continue to be every single spring and fall. Migrating birds deserve safe passage through our state, but for a while now, the ones dying due to the hazards we put out there will be the butt of jokes. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.